FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says he hopes South Africa will have a fully functional digital ID system by the 2029 general elections.
This is a sequential process. First will come access to smart IDs for all, and then will come parallel and over time digital ID. The advantage of ending up in this space of digital identity and verifiable credentials is that it will enable us to remotely certify the identity of every person in the country based on their unique facial or fingerprint biometrics. I think it goes without saying that there are opportunities and implications for the IEC in the work that we are doing in this space.
The minister delivered the keynote address at the e-voting conference being hosted at the Cape Town International Convention Centre by the IEC. It's discussing a document based on a study by the Human Sciences Research Council that looked at the implications of electronic voting for South Africa. Schreiber says it's important that the conference also thrashes out ways the IEC can deliver an efficient and more secure voting experience.
Our goal cannot simply be to move inefficient processes from paper to digital. There is no point in digitalizing a process if it's going to be just as slow, just as inefficient, just as insecure as the manual paper-based process that preceded it. That is why digital transformation requires more than just technology. There's a difference between digitalizing and digital transformation. It requires us to change. We need to improve the process ultimately.
An elderly woman has been rushed to hospital after an invasion at her home in Phoenix in the north of Durban. First responders say she was assaulted before being robbed this afternoon in Forest Haven. KZN VIP Ambulance Services, Gareth Naidu.
Community members contacted KZN VIP requesting immediate assistance. The suspect then brutally beat the female before fleeing with an undisclosed amount of valuables. First responders that attended the scene managed to stabilize the patient. SAPS and KZN VIP together with all other role players are in attendance.
SA Cane Growers has urged Finance Minister Enoch Odongwana to continue his support for policies that avoid increasing the sugar tax. It says that the tax has already caused losses in the sugar industry and further hikes could lead to more closures. The organization has called for growth and job creation through diversification, including biofuels and sustainable aviation fuels, to support the industry's long-term development. And heavy rains and strong winds have lashed northern Mozambique. The region has been hit by its third cyclone in 4 months. Cyclone Jude made landfall in the morning with winds of up to 140 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 195 k's. The National Institute of Meteorology says it's then weakened to a severe tropical storm accompanied by thunderstorms. There have been no reported casualties, and there are warnings Jude could intensify while heading southwest towards Madagascar. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are hosting the Titans in the One Day Cup qualifier on Wednesday afternoon. Newcastle can get themselves back into Champions League contention if they beat West Ham tonight. And some exciting round three action at Indian Wells coming up later today. Coco Gauff, Carlos Alcaraz and Aryna Sabalenka all in action.